welcome everyone to the New Earth Podcast. Really, really exciting opportunity we have today to speak with an author, as well as someone that knows a lot about whole wild foods. Obviously at New Earth, we're always focused on, you know, what is best for you? What should you be including in your diet? And how can we be of service to you in your health and nutrition goals? So today we have on the line with us Barbara Swanson, author of Beyond Foods, the Handbook of Functional Nutrition. And with that, we will get right into the podcast. Hello, Barb. This is Kevin Larson, Vice President of New Earth. And I've got on the line with me Barb Swanson. Barb Swanson, the author of Beyond Foods, the Handbook of Functional Nutrition. I just want to dive right into it. What a interesting title, Barb, Beyond Foods.
I really wrote this as a result of my experiences with doing my best to discover what lies underneath how people stay healthy, and in particular with regards to nutrition. And in today's marketplace, I mean, if we were to go into a regular store, I would venture to say, you know, maybe certainly 70% of what you'd find on the shelves isn't even really food, although people call it food. So that's why my book is called Beyond Foods, because...
Which is interesting, right? So we go into the grocery store. That's such an important and bold claim that people really need to get their head around. When you walk in the grocery store, there's really only a couple of aisles that are food. Everything else is boxed and bagged and packaged, and all we see is bright and shiny packaging. But that's not food. Now, why is it not food?
Not food for a couple of reasons. Most of the things that you buy in a box or buy even in a can, they have been processed. And if you're lucky, the processing stops at either heating or freezing. But most of these boxes and cans have been processed also by adding solvents and or by bleaching and or by adding chemical preservatives and or chemical to flavor, extra salt, extra sugar. And by the time you're done with this, it looks great. It probably tastes great, but there's not really any food value left.
Yeah, it tastes great. Isn't that the trick of our biology, right? Because as hunters, gatherers, we would seek out, you know, food. And a lot of the time we would be lucky to come upon things that were sugary or things that were salty. And we liked them, but they were occasional and they were rare, right? And even at the beginning of an agrarian society, that was the case. But now, almost everything goes through this crazy cycle where they'll bleach it and then they'll recolor it so that everything looks uniform and the same, because we want our food to look like it was perfected. And we don't know that it didn't actually grow under some green, lush canopy in the wilderness. It actually grew, you know, in this massive agro farm, and was, you know, not as pretty
not
as
even
think
close
food ought to be.
And so the book is short. It's like 100 pages max. And I wrote it real short because I wanted people to be able to access the information so they could make better choices. Regardless of what those choices should turn out to be, you can't make better choices if you don't know what that really means.
Yeah, that's true, right? That's true. And for most people that are going through their grocery store in their own neighborhood, if a lack of knowledge can do a lot of damage. So talk to me about that. If everybody is out there in the grocery store buying food that they think is food, what are the implications of that kind of diet? What does that look like?
It looks like what we have in our country, which is an obesity rate that is reaching 40%. I'm not talking morbid obesity, just obesity. We have, for the first time in the history of humankind, a generation of children whose lifespan expectancy is shorter than that of their parents. We have people with an unprecedented number of autoimmune diseases at an unprecedented early age. If people who are getting disease of aging, typically at one time, many of the diseases we see now in people in their 20s and 30s used to be solely reserved for people who were in their 70s or 80s. So what we see is a breakdown of the internal biological systems that are 100% dependent on nutrients and food.
Interesting. Now, I've noticed something in that grocery store that you actually address in your book, which is wonderful, by the way. I mean, for those of you that are listening to the podcast today, it's 8 pages of bibliography. So she cites all of her resources, and you can go check this out. But so you point out something that I see all over the grocery stores today, and that is natural washing and greenwashing. Tell the folks a little bit about that.
Maybe have heard of that, and that's where a company will make itself look good via marketing as though it were a green company or, you know, good for the planet, or at the very least not harming the planet. And, you know, one of my favorite examples of this is Burt's Bees was bought out by Clorox a few years ago. And it was bought out by Clorox because that allowed Clorox to be the number one thing to come up on a Google search for green companies.
That's incredible.
Yep. So that's greenwashing. Natural washing is a similar thing, but for supplements. And it's where you may have something that you think is a whole food just put into a capsule form, but the truth is it may have, and probably does have, solvents, synthetics, fillers and additives. And there's a chance, depending on your brand and where it comes from, it may not even have what it says is on the label.
Wow. Wow. One of the examples that I find really fascinating in regards to greenwashing is Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola is an amazing brand. It's universal, right? It's worldwide. And they came out with something a few years back called Coke Plus or Coca-Cola Plus. And essentially it was Coca-Cola with vitamins. Oh, look. Look, you don't even have to worry about a one-a-day vitamin now. You can just drink Coke because there's vitamins in it. Absolutely astounding. And they had like a green label and there was a leaf and it, you know, had this implication that it was so natural and so good for you. And when they realized how foolish that was, they actually went out and bought a company. The company they bought was called Vitamin Water. And now everybody's under this belief.
Oh, that's such a great example of both greenwashing and natural water.
Healthy. It's vitamin water, right? That's greenwashing to the extreme, right?
I can promise you the vitamins in that water are nothing that your body can use.
Yeah, that's the truth. So how does this translate over to supplements, right?
When I realized what whole food vitamins are. And there's a couple of brands out there that are okay out on the retail market space. But most companies, if you look at the label and it says whole food vitamins, well, what comes to my mind is something my body will recognize. And, you know, it's just a concentrated form of these foods that are rich in vitamins. And therefore, it must be okay to eat and probably certainly superior to other one-a-days. What I discovered is there's two ways that this can be done. And you talk about one way, which I'm going to let you talk about in a moment, which has to do with solvents, which is disgusting. But the other way is you can get a vat and you can put all the synthetic vitamins your lab has created very cheaply with no expense for quality control because chemicals don't degrade very easily. And then you can throw some broccoli in there, leave it overnight to quote unquote ferment, and you can, by law, call that a whole food vitamin.
Unreal. Unreal. And the example that I often share is, you know, a lot of the time when they want a individual isolated vitamin, they will actually just manufacture one. They'll take a cheap food that happens to have, you know, vitamin A's or B or C or whatever. They'll mash it up, pulverize it, and then soak it like in an ammonia bath. And then they'll siphon off those individual ingredients, dry them out, and then tell you, oh, look, it's super healthy. It's vitamins. Or in some cases, it was never a food to begin with.
To this day, you can have professionals, quote unquote, professional medical professionals, and they will tell you, well, if it's chemically the same, your body doesn't know the difference. Guess what? Yes, your body does.
Yeah, your body does know the difference. And one of the things that we often talk about is the why food is so superior is because it comes pre-packaged.
So,
right? Nature did the work for us. So tell us a little bit about that.
Phenomenal intelligence that goes really far beyond what mere human reasoning can do in a lab, for example. And so, for example, if you say, you know, I want some vitamin C, so I'm going to have an orange. In that orange will be the seven minerals that you will need in order to process vitamin C on a cellular level. And you will have the cofactors like rutin and bioflavonoids, which are nutrients that are essential that you have with vitamin C for vitamin C to actually be bioactive. You can eat thousands of milligrams of pure vitamin C, and if there are not the bioflavonoids, rutins, and minerals in your body and diet, it's completely unusable.
And this is the dramatic thing that people see. I call it expensive pee, right?
An example of this is vitamin E. Many people don't realize, is it vitamin, one second, I may be wrong here. It is vitamin A. Excuse me. You actually cannot utilize vitamin A. If you take a vitamin A capsule, that's not usable. What you utilize is beta carotene, which is a provitamin A. And there's an enzyme that begins in your stomach to break apart and rearrange beta carotenes into vitamin A that the body can use on a cellular level.
Fascinating stuff, right? Yep. So food, as it turns out, who'd have thought food is actually still the best thing when it comes to providing health and nutrition and worrying about vitamins. It's a tricky thing because a lot of people, they hear the word vitamin and they say, oh, well, I can go take vitamins. But, you know, although science may think they have an understanding of that, nature
by far
has a better definition.
Have you registered for the next New Earth University? We'll be in Washington, D.C. on October 21st and 22nd. Learn more about New Earth products and opportunity. And join us on the Eco Tour on October 23rd. Visit www.newearth.com/events to find out more.
Now, you've mentioned something else in your book, and this is where it gets very New Earthy. And exciting for a lot of the rest of us. You mentioned this introduction of nanotech nutrients and very small nutrients. Tell us a little bit about that and, you know, what are they and why are they so powerful?
So there's two kinds of nanotech nutrients. There's the kind that humans create in the lab, and then there's nature's nanotechnology. So the kind that's created in the lab, big selling point in the marketplace. It's, you know, you're more easily absorbed. You're going to get more. The problem with lab-created nanotech nutrients is that most of the time, well, all of the time, those nutrients are highly processed. They are pulled into chemical structures that have nothing to do with the original nutrient in order to change how your body absorbs it. And an example of this is an oil-based vitamin like A or E, that is turned into a water-based vitamin. Your body uses oil as a break. There's vitamins A and E are both toxic in very large amounts. And so being oil-based helps the body system recognize and isolate and remove when we have too much of these more dangerous vitamins where we really need small amounts. You create a nanotech nutrient that's water-based, there's no break. And the potential for toxicity is quite high. They did some studies in the UK on this. Then we have nature's nanotechnology. And here I am talking about single-celled, in particular, algae. Single-celled microcellular algae. The nutrients found in nature's nanotechnology are nutrients that are naturally balanced by nature and yet phenomenally bioavailable, which means you can take a very small amount and have, you know, 90 plus percent utilization of those nutrients. Whereas something like protein, typically our utilization of proteins down around 30%. So phenomenal ability for just a little bit of a food to make a big difference in your diet.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Right. Wow. That's, and I really hope folks do your homework on that, because it's easy to say and maybe just hear, but this concept of natural nanocellular or nano-sized nutrients, foods like microalgae, really, really are incredibly powerful. And if you're already, you know, with New Earth and you're listening to the New Earth podcast today, I think you get that. I think you understand, because in this case, we're talking maybe specifically about a phanazominal floss aqua. Phanazominal floss aqua is just an amazing, amazing ingredient, naturally sourced from a pretty remarkable place in the world up in Klamath Lake, Oregon, one of the more beautiful spots I've ever been. And I'm so proud to be part of a company that represents not just a lot of the other ingredients we have, but this ingredient as well. It's unique, it's powerful, it's one of those bright spots of nature. And there are others. There are others. Spirulina fits into this category as well. So, Barb, why would one want to add these types of ingredients? I mean, you've heard people talk about green drinks. Now, I'm not talking to, pretend you're not talking to, you know, people that already buy into this, right? People that are already a green drink person, right? Because, I mean, you could have gotten a wheatgrass shot at any juicing place for a long time now. But your average American has never had a wheatgrass shot, and they don't consume algae. And it's not in that 95% of the supermarket. Why should they be adding ingredients like this? How do they get, like you say in your book, beyond foods and into this, and why?
So let's go with why first, because I think that's so important for people to understand. We live in an unprecedented world of stress. We're required to work 8, 10, 15 hours a day. We live with a lot of air pollution, water pollution, pollution in the sound pollution, believe it or not. And that's not even talking about what we eat and what may be in our food. And this is quite literally biological stress. And your body is built to handle biological stress very well, actually. However, when you have more stress than your body can handle, something has to give, and that is always going to be your health. And that could look like depression for people who have a lot of issues in their nervous system. It could look like stomach issues. I mean, where that stress turns into is different person to person. But the ultimate problem is the same. What happens when you can add a phenomenally complex, complete whole food that has every mineral, every essential fatty acid, every nutrient that we need in an extremely minute package with a high assimilability? What that means is that even if the rest of your diet's not ideal, even if your digestive tract isn't at its peak, even if your health is not at its peak, the assimilability of this small, powerful food is so high that it is going to be able to nourish you, unlike you may be able to be nourished by anything else you eat.
That's powerful. That's powerful. And I love the way you say this in your book as well. You know, you've got a spot where you talk about, you know, that how most people are indoctrinated that they have to fix some of these types of things that go wrong, right? Pain, if you experience pain, it has to be fixed. Sadness, disorders, diseases, all these things.
I love that you bring this up.
Right? And that leads to a very dangerous notion in society. But I'll let you talk about that further.
We have been taught that we look outward for fixes, that we look to a professional to explain to us what to do, and then we look to something that's outside of our normal world to fix it. these signals, when you have pain, when you have irregular heartbeat, if you get muscle cramps, those are signals. They're signals that something is going wrong. And if you have enough, even a little bit of knowledge to say, well, what would I do in my diet to change it? The signals can change as your health changes. When you ignore the signal by quieting it, like with a, say you get a headache and you take an aspirin, that's probably fine. If you get headaches every day for weeks on end, again, you want it. I want to not only stop the pain, I want to know what's causing that pain. Is it that I'm reading 8 hours a day and insufficient light? That's an easy fix, right? But yeah, the fix comes from inside via the signals, not from outside.
And it's so easy now in a heavily medicated society to simply
Absolutely.
Quiet
That's
the signals via drugs, right? Got a problem, you just say, shh. Via the drugs, right? Be quiet, go away. And yet we are likely exacerbating that very condition, which can lead to a very vicious cycle of drugs and doctors and very expensive solutions, which could have been more naturally taken care of at the beginning. So all of this leads us to what you say, getting beyond foods. We know the problem. We know where we're at. And I love section two of your book, because in section two, we start to talk about the four building blocks of functional nutrition. Why don't you tell the folks that maybe haven't had a chance to read it yet, and I recommend that they do, about the four building blocks.
So the four building blocks are a health model that I came up with to help people have a really user-friendly way to understand how to empower themselves and their choices. And the four building blocks, number one is superfoods. I use the word superfoods because I want to talk about nutrient-dense foods. You know, you can get enough iron if you eat 10 pounds of spinach. I would rather not have to eat that much.
Yeah, agreed. I'll pass on 10. Popeye was cool.
Popeye was good.
10 pounds of spinach, I'll pass.
I'll pass today. So superfoods are going to provide these micronutrients. We need 50 plus micronutrients every day between the minerals and the amino acids and the essential fatty acids and various other things. You've got to have 50 plus micronutrients. Now, here's the thing. Our bodies are so amazing. If we go without some of these nutrients for a few days or even a few weeks, the body will survive, but eventually it has to start compromising somewhere. And that's where we get into long-term chronic health issues, which we are seeing everywhere. So superfoods are going to give you a lot of micronutrition for not a lot of calories.
So let me interrupt you on that, on number one. I know I'm already interrupting on number one, but that's a tricky one for people, because they say to themselves, well, what? I mean, I've been going on this diet and eating these kinds of foods, which you say are bad for me, for years and years and years.
I love to say anything's better than nothing. It's one of the secrets, I say, of the book. Anything you do to start shifting the needle will affect everything else in your body, because not only is anything better than nothing, everything is connected to everything. So it's not all or nothing. If I tell people, if there's only one thing you can go home and do, drink better water, you know, get yourself a Brita filter if that's all you can afford, that's better than nothing, and drink more water. If that's all you can do, do it, because anything's better than nothing.
I like that. I like that. Powerful advice.
So superfoods. So add a superfood. Add one. You know, New Earth, in my opinion, has by far the best on the entire planet. Take a look at them. The second building block is digestive nutrients. Throughout millennia, all traditional cultures have fermented foods. Fermented foods are naturally fermented, and they contain a host of beneficial bacteria and a host of food enzymes. And we do not get that in the modern diet at all. So supplementing with food enzymes or probiotic bacteria is a life changer. A life changer. Hands down, bar none. The third building block are antioxidants. Antioxidants are going to be found in great superfoods. But they're so important to life as we know it that they have their own building block, because we breathe oxygen. We create free radicals in every cell of our body as a byproduct of life. And so when you add antioxidants in your diet, you are literally feeding your cells the raw materials to keep from having DNA damage. It's clear, it's science, and it's powerful. Cool. So, you know, the apple a day is a real thing.
Yeah.
And then the last building block is where science meets tradition. You know, most of my book is really about whole ancient foods and how to find whole foods and how to get this into your life. But in the last chat, the last building block, we're talking about food's ability to enhance and regenerate both adult stem cell production and your DNA longevity. And here's where science has helped us really find out what foods are doing this and be able to create formulas that are dramatically beneficial with the regenerative capacity that they offer us.
I love it. You know, those are truly easy. When you really break them down, those are easy things to do. Add superfoods, right? Get digestive nutrients into your system. Use some antioxidants and get regenerative nutrients. All of those.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, particularly if you're with New
and
Earth,
sometimes
all
the
of those
foods
represented
of
very well
about our line.
In our,
you know,
product
our
line through foods.
Isn't about what's so, the newest, latest, best, really, greatest. It's about what's worked forever. What's been around forever. I like to tell people, your DNA is a template for the nutrients found in these ancient foods.
I like it. That's a good
your
point.
DNA
Say that again.
Your DNA is actually a template for the nutrients found in these ancient foods.
I love that. I if you're taking notes, folks, I hope you write that one down because that's powerful. So let's talk a little bit more about that. So, and I hope you don't mind, but I would love to cross over and talk a little bit about the New Earth products and how they fit into this philosophy, specifically. Now, what are some of the products that you use?
Let me tell
on
you, what don't
basis?
I use?
What do you recommend to other
folks? So the products I use every day without failing, Blue Green Body and Blue Green Mind. This is a wild freshwater algae. It's microcellular. It is the most nutrient-dense food on our planet. And it has some unique nutrients that are not found or are not well represented in any other food. And the balance of these nutrients is unique in the world. So I eat algae every day. I eat enzymes and probiotics every day. Enzymes because every time I eat a meal, I want to maximize my ability to utilize the nutrients in my food. And I want to minimize the drain on my vitality. You know, I like to tell people that eating a heavy meal is like running a marathon, but you don't burn calories.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
You're just burning your vital stores. So you add food enzymes, you are literally feeding your body energy that doesn't go out to digest your food. It's so powerful and beneficial. Probiotics, they're our partners in life, and we really do depend on them. Then I also eat tonic mushrooms every day from our line. I eat other algae every day from our line. I eat coenzyme Q10 in a formulation that we have called Energize that is unbelievably powerful. I eat, what haven't I mentioned yet? Rebound. I eat other enzymes that are very beneficial for recovery, you know, from exertion. Rebound.
Yeah, rebound. Yeah, definitely.
What haven't I mentioned? Because I probably
eat. You probably eat all of it, right?
Yeah.
Well, I agree with you. I do the same. I wanted to pause a little bit on tonic mushrooms. So tell us a little bit about some of your study on, you know, these mushrooms and some of them that we use specifically and the beta-glucans. You know, they're kind of an interesting ingredient that the ancient world knew a lot about. And the new world, the new scientific world is kind of just starting to remember
catch up. We were. So mushrooms have been revered. I mean, there is not really a traditional culture anywhere in the world that does not have some kind of mushroom that it reveres in its diet. And what science is doing is just proving why. And one of the many different types of elements, but one of the most important is the beta-glucans. And this is a complex sugar. And how important is beta-glucan? our innate immune system, which is the immune system we're born with, is dependent on beta-glucans to keep it functional. We need fungi. We need good fungi. So a lot of people have a fear of fermented foods, or, you know, fungus is bad, and, you know, I'm going to get a fungal infection. Far, far from it, these tonic mushrooms actually will create a biochemical warfare against invasive or opportunistic other fungi in your gut. So they actually protect you against opportunistic infections.
Wow, that's great. That's great. You know, I've noticed that since I have been using as much of the product as I do, and including a lot of the tonic mushrooms that are available in those products, I just do not get as sick as often. Or really ever. It's pretty rare for me to be sick. And I used to be the opposite guy. If somebody in the family was sick, I got it, you know, and it doesn't happen anymore. It's very interesting. Powerful ingredients indeed. So the other thing that we talk a lot about, and I know you, this is something very important to you, is gut health. So a lot of people in particularly America and the American diet suffer from a bad and broken gut. How can New Earth supplements
help? Oh, so many ways. So
help.
I talked about food enzymes and the vitality it takes to digest. One of the biggest issues people have is they're eating processed, cooked, and often very heavy, like fat-rich, protein-rich meals, oftentimes in amounts that are way more than their body really needs. What your body can't handle that. There's one way to start digestion, and that's acid. And you need acid. Acid breaks apart protein bonds. If you eat meat and you're on an antacid, guess what? Your body cannot utilize the protein in that meat. And you also need acid to release the minerals in your food. So if you are on an antacid, you are probably mineral deficient. So there's the first thing that New Earth offers. Unbelievably good enzymes. Enzymes are mineral dependent themselves. They're a catalyst. They will help break your food down, but they need minerals to do that. And we pack a picnic lunch with our enzymes and everything of the algae with all the minerals. So our enzymes are phenomenally efficacious, useful.
Yeah. Yeah, they've got something to do on the way down, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And then we have our probiotics. We have a fantastic strain of Acidophilus called DDS1. It's got tons of science about how effective it is in the human body. We have Bifidus, which is what inhabits the large intestine. It's important for B12 absorption and many other things. And then we have a formulation that we created called Spectrobiotic, and it's a really, I call it a tonifier. It tonifies the entire gut. It gives you a whole ecosystem of probiotics for your gut.
Wow. Wow, I love it. I absolutely love it. And having been down that road myself, I can say that's all true.
And you didn't come in believing it necessarily.
It's legitimate.
Right,
and no, I came in believing the exact opposite. I came in believing that what everyone says about their product is almost always untrue, because everybody says that their product is magical. It was delivered to them from the under a fern on the back of the Himalayas by a unicorn, and you've never seen anything like it, and it heals all illness. And I've just always believed, out of experience and practical use, that those stories are garbage. They're just not true. And I went into this situation with New Earth believing the exact same thing. There's no way they do what they say they do. Mm-hmm. And I found a company that is honest, that actually does what they say they do, that prepares and manufactures products that are what they say they are. So, yeah, you and me, we made it. We're beyond foods. Barb, I just want to thank you so much for the opportunity to have you on the podcast today. I hope everybody out there listening has enjoyed it. I would recommend Barb's book, Beyond Foods.
If you want to look at my book, I have a website called thefunctionalnutritionhandbook.com, and that will talk about my book.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on, Kevin.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. And there it is, folks. The New Earth podcast done for the day. Hope you had a great, great listen to Barb Swanson, author of Beyond Foods. I firmly support everything that she talked about. It's a powerful program, powerful information throughout the book. I think you'd be interested in reading it. And at a minimum, I think you'd be interested in using these New Earth products, incorporating them into your life. 90-day money-back guarantee. You can't go wrong if you just give it a shot. Thank you, folks. We will talk to you again next time on the New Earth Podcast.